Firefighters briefly stopped work on the Yarnell Hill fire in Arizona today to honor 19 comrades who were killed this past Sunday. Crews lined a highway as vehicles left behind by the Granite Mountain hotshots were driven away. That was just one of a number of remembrances this week in and around Prescott, Arizona. NPR's Nathan Rott met with one victim's family and will end this hour with their story.
Claire Caldwell is up early, watering her garden.
Yep, watering my garden. So I gotta take care of my garden.
To sit and talk, she walks into the house, past wedding pictures and a vase of roses, through the kitchen, past a table of donated food, to the backyard patio. It's a sunny day and the birds are chirping. There's a wooden sign above the patio entrance that reads, "I'd rather be wearing boots than a suit." Another behind it reads, "Happily ever after."
This is his home, but he doesn't want me to stay there. He's like, it's our home.
He is Robert Caldwell. Bob, as the guys on the crew called him. He was a squad boss for the Granite Mountain Hotshots. And Claire is his wife.
He was absolutely a charmer. Like, he could charm the socks right off of anybody. I mean, the grocery store ladies loved him. Everybody loved him.
Especially her son. Claire had a 4-year-old son, Zion, when they met just a year ago.
The way he just took me and my son into his family and made us his family, like us three.
While we're speaking, Robert's parents come out to the patio. His mom, Linda, and then his dad, David.
He had told me about how much he was really pleased with Zion, and he was happy that Zion had told him things about how much that he loved him and called him dad on Father's Day and how much that meant to him. You know, it was very obvious.
The Caldwell family is one of 19 in Prescott that is trying to pull itself together, trying to come to grips with the fact that that thing that every one of them knew was possible when they kissed their husbands, their sons, and their fathers goodbye has become their reality. It was part of the deal, the Caldwells say. Robert, like the other 18 hotshots, loved firefighting.
He told me once, you know, if you want me to quit, I will, but please don't ever ask me to. And I said, I won't, I promise.
It was awful, she says, for him to be gone so much, but she kept her promise and instead used the anchor and mermaid tattoo on his chest for inspiration.
I used to tell him, I was like, you're my sailor, you know, like, remember those stories about the women who would wait on the shores for their husbands and whether they would come back or not? And I said, I would just always wait for you. Even if you never came back, I would just always be there, you know?
Robert's mother, Linda, took another approach.
I'd say, now, do you have this? Do you have Kleenex? Do you have hand wipes? Do you have, Mom, we have all this on the truck. We don't need it, you know? It's just, and I'd say, now you're going to make sure you're going to brush your teeth and all this stuff.
Linda knew that Robert was going to be a firefighter or do something wearing boots instead of a suit since he was a kid. He used to make forts out of sticks and twigs, she says, and would always be the last kid to come in. He always did one other thing, too. He'd always say, I love you. He said it to everyone, Claire says.
He said it to his best friends. He said it to us. He said it to every crew member all the time. I love you, not love ya, I love you, all the time. And they would always say, I love you too. And they would hug each other, and I was like, wow.
They all loved each other, she says. The hotshots, their families, they're all the same. They're all in it together. But it's not just Prescott, she says, and that's what she wants people to remember.
There's guys out there risking their life right now, being away from their families right now. And I don't want it to be like, just because this happened, finally they get their recognition. Because they were doing it before, and they're going to keep doing it forever. So when you see the Hotshot or Hotshot family, like, honor that.
Robert Caldwell was 23. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Prescott, Arizona.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.